As you take your Bible and turn with me to the book of Genesis chapter 12, let me ask you a question. Has it ever dawned on you that the God who created you has some awesome assignments for your life? Wants to do more in your life than you could dare imagine, think, or ever comprehend. Has it ever dawned upon you what the Bible says in Jeremiah when the Lord says, "I know the plans that I have for you. They're plans for a hope and for a future." You know, one of the sad realities about so many individuals in life is they miss out on following God in His assignments. But when you come to understand all throughout the pages of Scripture, God would come to someone, to some people, to maybe even a church, and He would give them a God-sized assignment. Well, if you'll turn with me to the book of Genesis, chapter 12, I want us to look at, for a series of messages, when God gives an assignment. You know, in the Old Testament, God wanted to develop a nation that would worship Him, so He came to a man by the name of Abram. And in this passage of Scripture, we'll find that God gave him a God-sized assignment. Whenever God was raising a people called Israel, God wanted to move His people out of captivity. And He came to a man by the name of Moses to bring them out of captivity. And in this passage of Scripture, listen carefully to the God of the universe speaking to Abram. "Now the Lord had said unto Abram, Get thee out of thy country, from thy kindred, from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee, and I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee, and in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed." Do you realize that whenever God came to Abram and gave him an assignment, that your life and the blessing of your life in many ways is hinged upon what he did better than 4,000 years ago? You know, one of the things that you and I need to understand about the God of creation is this. He has always had a people, and He has always has made it His business to, from time to time, down through history, come to a person, come to a people, and give them an assignment. You know, whenever you look at Scripture, one thing is interesting that's not there. God never tells you and me to dream up our own dreams and set our own course and plot our own plans. But all throughout the pages of Scripture, God would come to a person and He would give them an assignment. You know, God wanted to save the human race from sin and devastation. And you remember in the New Testament, God came to a virgin woman by the name of Mary. And God gave her a tremendous assignment. Can you imagine the assignment that Mary was given? God came to her and told her she had the assignment of carrying the Christ child, bringing Him into the world, and giving birth to Him. And He would be the Redeemer of His people. He would save His people from their sins. On over in the New Testament, you'll find that God came to a man by the name of Paul. God wanted the entire gospel to go throughout the universe, go throughout the world. He wanted men and women, boys and girls to come in faith to Him and be saved from death and destruction and a fate far worse than your mind and my mind can imagine, in a place called hell. And God came to His servant by the name of Paul. And Paul would literally be the servant to take the gospel to the Gentiles, and you and I are recipients of what God did through the life of Paul. Scripture is clear all throughout the pages of the Bible. God has, from time to time, come to a person and given them an assignment. Now, why is it so important to understand that? Because the Bible says that the Lord God has not changed. The Bible says that the Lord remains the same yesterday, today, and forever. And when it comes to following God, walking with God, obeying God, there are going to be those times that God will come to your life and my life, and He will give you what is called and considered a God-sized assignment. I can recall in my own life, back when I was just a teenage boy, God came to my life and to my heart. And I didn't understand everything that was involved, but God came to me and He gave me a God-sized assignment to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, what all was involved, I did not know. Although I was the son of a pastor and knew what it was like to be in a pastor's home, I had no idea of everything that was involved. But here's what I did know. I did know that God was calling me to something that was beyond myself, something that I could not comprehend or really even imagine. Now, I say that because it is significant for you to understand that about the nature of God. God may very well come to your life, and he will come to your life, and he'll give you a God-sized assignment. You say, well, Pastor, what is it? I don't know what his assignment for your life may be. You may be one that he calls to preach the gospel. He may call you to be a missionary. He may call you to serve in the ends of the earth. He may call you to do something other than what I just mentioned. But the God of Scripture makes it very clear that he comes to people and he gives them an assignment. Now, what I want us to do this morning, I want you to look in these three verses of Scripture, and I want us to understand what it is whenever it comes to an assignment, because I want us to understand a little bit of what is involved whenever God gives an assignment. So if you'll follow along in your outline, one of the things you and I need to understand is this. Whenever God gives an assignment, assignments come from the heart of God. Whenever you look at the text and you read the text in Genesis, it's vital to understand that Abram did not dream up something to do for God. Abram did not decide one day, I'm going to leave my family. At the age of 75, I'm going to leave my relatives and I'm going to leave my kin. I'm going to leave all those. That was not what Abram had planned to do in his life. The Bible says that the Lord God came to Abram. And you see, you and I need to understand that Abram, listen, was given a command from Almighty God. What Abram did with the command of God determined the future of his life, determined literally the future of this entire earth that you and I call the world. But what Abram did with the assignment of God had tremendous consequences. But here's what Abraham had to understand. Whenever God gives an assignment, it comes from the heart of God. And you see, God, all throughout Scripture, has never called a person to dream up something to do for him. God will not come to you and tell you to dream up something to do for him. He will come to your life and he will give you an assignment. He may come to a church and give a church an assignment. He may come to a person and give a person an assignment of some direction. But all throughout the pages of the Bible, God calls people to assignments. Now, why does God do that? Well, there's so many reasons, but let me just mention one or two. God wants to continually reveal himself to his people. Think about it for a moment. There is nothing that brings more joy to a mom and dad than that mom and dad to continually reveal their love to their children or their child, whatever the situation may be, because that is part of the desire of us as parents. As your children get older, you express your love. And you may express it in different ways, but it is our desire to continually reveal how much we love our children. Listen, whenever you think about it, whenever you first get married, oh, you may be married for 2, 3, 4 years and not have any children. But then after a while, you start thinking, you know what? We'd love to have a little child. We'd love to have a little boy, a little girl. Now think about it a minute. Children are cheap, aren't they? You know, they don't cost anything, and they're very easy to raise. You don't ever have to worry about having any problems out of children because they're very easy. Now, think about it a minute. You have stayed up mothers countless nights. You have done a lot of things and you're worn out. Why not just not have children and it be an easier life? Because there is something deep inside of every one of us. We want to hear the word daddy, or we want to hear the word mommy. We want to have that little bitty boy, that little bitty girl running around the house and just so in love with us. You know, daddy can do it. Mommy can do it. Dad is tops or mom's tops. Listen, think about it a minute. The God of all creation wants a people. He wants a people to love him and to worship him and to praise him and to exalt him. And in Abram's family, they had forgotten God. They had begun to worship many other gods, and polygamy and all of that was involved in their life, worshiping so many different gods. And God wanted somebody to worship him. He wanted a nation to worship him. He wanted to birth a nation. He wanted to birth a nation in which they would listen to God, they would follow God, and they would walk with God. And God was in the business and is in the business of calling people to follow him. And God called unto Abram. He said, now I want you to leave your family. I want you to leave your family, your kin. I want you to walk with me, and I want to show you what I will do in a nation, in a people that will walk with me. And you see, the thing about it was God that called him to the assignment. And, God is the one that has the world on his mind and on his heart. You ever stop to think that you're on the mind and the heart of God? You ever stop to think that your life, your very life, is on the heart of God? Your very life is on the very mind of God. You say, well, what can I do for the Lord God? It's not what you can do for the Lord God. It's what can God do through your life. What can God do through your given life? What can God do through one person that gives their life to the Lord God? You know, in the life of Moses, Moses didn't desire to lead people. Listen, the Bible says that God got his attention at a burning bush, and God gave him an assignment. It wasn't Moses' desire to lead a nation, but God came to Moses and gave him an assignment. In the life of Paul, you remember the Damascus Road experience. He was walking, he was going to persecute some more believers of the way, that's what they were called in that day and time. And Jesus said, Paul, why do you persecute me? And God gave him an assignment. And his assignment would be to be the missionary to the Gentile nations. Now, the point is this: the God of creation is the one who has assignments on his heart. And you see, the thing about it is, it's not up to us to figure out what our assignment is. It is up to us to listen to the Lord God. God, what assignment do you have for my life? And you see, the thing about it is, some of you are sitting here this morning and you're thinking, well, God don't have any assignment for me because I'm not very educated. I didn't get past the sixth grade, or I don't really know a whole lot. Listen, you're saying more about your belief in God than anything else in the world. God told Abram, I'm going to make a nation from you. God didn't ask Abram to do something great. He said, I'm going to take you, and I'm going to use you, and I'm going to develop a nation that will follow me. And you see, God declares that he's not changed. And since he has not changed, his ways are the same. God has always had assignments on his heart. Listen, the Bible says the earth is the Lord, everything that's in it, you belong to God. So what assignment does God have for your life? Maybe you've never even thought about that question. You just fumble through life and you're going through life and you're not even thinking, what does God want to do in my life? What can God do through your life if you would turn it over to him? Have you ever raised the question, God, what can you do through my life if I would turn my life over to you? And you see, in Abram's life, one of the things he learned at the age of 75, age is of no consequence. Sometimes we say, well, you just don't understand. I'm 65 or I'm 75 or I'm 80 and all of this. You realize whenever God gives you assignment, there's only one thing you can do. You can either make a decision to obey or you'll make a decision to disobey, but the rest of your life will determine what you've answered. And you see, that's what Abram found out. Look at number two. Assignments come with eternal consequences. Now, sometimes we'll say something like this. Well, you know what? I know what God's calling me to do, and after all, I can't do it. And we'll say we can't do something, and so we say no, and we think life's not going to change. You need to understand the nature of God. With every assignment that God gives, consequences and eternal consequences carry great ramifications. Watch carefully. Can you imagine how the Bible would read if Abram had decided at the age of 75, I'm not going to go, Lord? Can you imagine how the Bible would read if Abram had said, I'm 75, I've lived around my family for a long time, I'm not going to break up my housekeeping and take my wife and leave this, it's just too difficult. Now listen to me very, very carefully. Whenever God gives you an assignment, the rest of your earthly life will be dependent upon what you did in that assignment. Some of you may have received an assignment from God a long time ago, and you didn't follow through with it. Maybe he called you to some special ministry or some work, and you decided you couldn't do it. And your life is miserable. There's no joy in your life. There's no happiness in your life. And it's all because you look back years ago and you said no to the Lord God Almighty. And all of a sudden you're down here 10, 15, 20, maybe 30 years later. And your life has been one mess after another mess after another mess after another mess. And you're wondering, is life to be lived this way? No, it's not. But see, what happened is back there you may have said no to the assignment of God, and your life has been one perpetual disaster after another. You say, Pastor, is that what happens? Yes, it does. Because, think about it a moment. The Bible says, and you don't have to turn back there, but in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, he says, the Lord says that if you'll fully obey me, do everything I tell you to do, then all the blessings will come upon you. But he also says, beginning in verse 15, if you don't obey me, if you don't fully obey me, all the curses will come upon you. And you know what the very first curses are? Curses upon finances and upon children and your possessions. In other words, God says, if your possessions are cursed, and if your family seems to be under a curse, if your finances are under a curse, go back and ask a question. Was there ever a time in your life that God gave you an assignment and you said no? You cannot say no to the Lord God and not expect consequences. Think about it for a moment. You know, in the life of Abram, the rest of his life would be hinged on this one assignment. Am I going to leave my family and go with God? Am I going to leave my relatives and go where the Lord says? Had Abram refused to follow God, you and I probably wouldn't know his name, because God would have disciplined him, and he would have disobeyed. The Bible would have read completely different had he disobeyed God. But you know, you think about others as well. You know, not only him, but you think about Moses. Imagine Moses, you know, not going where God told him to go. Imagine Moses not listening to the burning bush experience and decided he's not going to go with God. And you see, one of the things you and I have to understand is this. When God gives you an assignment, it's no light thing. When you say no to the living God, you have said no to the living God. Don't dare think that your life can be casual or you can go with life unchanged when you say no to the living God. Your life will never be the same when God gives you an assignment and you say no. And yet, here's what we do. We say, I just couldn't do it, so I decided not to do it. So, you know, after all, that's no big deal. God will find somebody else. But your life will never be the same. I think about a dear, precious friend out of my first pastorate. And be honest, really wasn't that very dear and precious to me at that point, because he was teaching me some great lessons about forgiveness. You ever had someone who's just trying to teach you about forgiveness? In other words, they're not showing you, teaching you. In other words, you're practicing forgiveness. And I realized why his life was so miserable. God gave him an assignment to preach the gospel. He said no to God. I cannot begin to tell you how miserable and how bitter and how angry and how difficult that man's life was. All because he said no to that one assignment. Can you imagine how this world would be different if Mary had said no to the Lord God? I'm not going to carry the Christ child. And you see, the thing about it is, from the life and from the body of Abraham, there would come the birthing of a nation. Now you say, what's the big deal? The Bible says every family of the earth will be blessed because of you, Abram. Now watch this. Abram's been dead for better than 4,000 years, but his life of blessing continues on. His obedience to God continues on. And people are continually reading his life and reading his story because he lived a life honoring to God. Why? Because he said yes whenever God gave him an assignment. And you see, whenever God gives you an assignment, is it always going to be easy? Probably not. Are there going to be difficulties? Yes, they sure are. Are you going to understand all the details up front? No. But here's the thing about it. When you follow the assignment of God, whether it's a person or whether it's a couple, whether it's a husband and wife, maybe God's called them to the mission field, or whoever it may be, whenever you follow the assignment of God, God makes it His business to bless you. Why? Because that's just the nature of God. You know, think about, you know, it was through Abraham. Abraham would give birth and he would have a family, and all those would be Isaac and Jacob and Esau, and Jacob would become Israel, and through Israel would be born later, years and years and years later, through the tribe of Benjamin, a man by the name Paul. Paul the Apostle would be the greatest missionary on the face of the earth, and you and I are who we are today because of Abram's faithfulness to the Lord God. Now, here's what I want you to listen to. You will die, but your life of obedience can live on and be a blessing to untold millions, to untold numbers in your family and beyond. Why? Because you said yes to an assignment of God. And you see, the thing about it is, you know, a lot of individuals just feel like it's no big deal. It is not a small deal to say no to the living God. It is not a small deal. And I think about how many people this morning are in hell because they said no to the Lord Jesus Christ. He offered them the gift of salvation, the gift of eternal life. He offered them the gift of forgiveness. He offered them everything that He has, and they said no. They didn't accept what God offered to them, and they're missing, and they're out on everything God has to offer, and they've died, and they're in a place called torment. And you see, Abram could never know the full extent of his obedience. Same case in your life and my life. You can never know the full extent of your obedience to God. You say, well, I'm just trying to obey God and raise my family and do what's right. I think about a grandfather some years ago that lived outside of Richmond, Virginia. And he told his grandson, one week his grandson just came to visit with him and spend a week. This grandson said to his grandfather, trying to learn about the ministry and what all was involved in the ministry. And one of the things that this grandson walked away with that week's visit with his grandfather was this statement. He said, grandson, called him by name. He said, you obey God and you leave all the consequences to Him. He said, if God tells you to ram your head through a brick door, a brick wall, he said, you run full steam and you expect God to take care of the rest. That grandson listened to that grandfather. And that grandson has grown up, and that grandfather never really got to see the influence of his life. But what that grandson has become, he owes a great deal to his grandfather, who is just a country preacher outside of Richmond, Virginia. And that grandson is Charles Stanley. You see, here's the reality. You never know who you're going to impact. But when you say, yes, Lord, whatever your assignment is for me, I'm going to do it. Whatever you say to my life, that's what I'm going to do. Listen, there are eternal consequences for you if you say no. If God's assignment for you is to join this fellowship and you say no, you're missing the blessing of God. Not so much because the fellowship, because you said no to the living God. Well, look at number three. Look at number three. Another thing whenever it comes to the assignments of God is something we don't like to hear, and it's this. Assignments often come with limited information. Now, men, let me ask you this. If you knew before you dated your wife everything about marriage, everything, absolutely everything that you was going to experience in marriage, would you get married? Don't you dare answer that. Wives, if you knew everything that marriage was going to hold for you, would you go back and remarry him? Now, I want you to listen very carefully. Look at number three. Assignments from God often come with limited information. I want you to look back at verse 1. And I want you to follow along. I want you to listen very, very carefully. In verse 1, listen to God speaking to Abram. Now, the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred, from thy father's house. Listen to this phrase. Unto a land that I will show thee. Now, what that literally means was this. God said to Abram, you are to leave your family. You're to leave everyone that you know. Take your wife with you. I'm not telling you all the information right now. Now, listen to me very carefully. God Almighty is all-knowing. He knows absolutely everything that there is to know about anything in the universe that there is to know about. Could not God have relayed to Abram what every detail he needed to know along the journey? Could God not have done that? Yes, he could. But God is the genius of the universe. God knows that we function best. Listen, and this is something that I never really thought about until restudying this passage of Scripture. We function best with limited information. You say, now, just a minute, I don't know if I agree with that. Well, let me give you a little acid test. How many of us know what today is going to hold? You know, all the details of this day, you had to know that before you got out of bed and you got dressed. You had to know every detail before you would get ready. Well, no, you don't know very much about the day because the Bible says nobody knows what a day holds. But you're walking through this day and you're living in this day. You don't know everything. If God said to you, came to you and visited you and said, you know, I have the ability to let you know everything about your life. I can put in your mind every detail that will happen about your life. I can tell you the next time you'll get sick, next time you'll go to the doctor, the next time you'll go to the hospital. I can tell you the day, the place, the time, the year that you're going to leave this world. I can put all of that into your mind right now. Would you want it? And I guarantee you would say, no, I sure don't. Think about it. We worry about stuff that we don't even know about yet. So imagine if we knew it. Now, here is what God wants you and me to understand. He knows we work best with limited information. Could God have told Abram everything? Yes, he could have. Abram could have been told every detail if God wanted to. But here's what the Father wanted to show Abram. Abram would have potentially, maybe if he'd known too much, he would have become dependent upon himself. He would have become dependent upon his own mind and his own abilities and his capabilities. And here's what God did. God gave him just enough information so he could continually walk on. You see, all we need is just enough information for one day's obedience. We just need enough information. And you see, in the life of Abram, God just released to him enough information. And, God withheld the information because God wanted Abram day by day by day by day to depend upon him and upon his word and upon his ways. You see, there's something about us that God knows our independence. Listen to us sometime. Well, do we know all the details? Do we know this and do we know that? Listen to how we talk. And here's what the Father knows. Abram, I'm not going to give you all the details. I'm going to check your obedience and I'm going to see if you'll obey me. Abram knew God was speaking to him. Abram knew what he was to do. Now, here's what God did. He watched. Let me say this to you. Some of you may have been given an assignment a long time ago and God's been watching. But he's not been watching you as you've obeyed. He's been watching maybe as you've disobeyed. All those years you've not done what he's told you to do. And you're where you are right now because you've not followed him and followed his assignment. In the life of Abram, you know, he didn't know all the details, but he knew enough. He said, I want you to go to the mountain that I will show you. Now, hear me very carefully. God is all-knowing. God is all-powerful. God has everything in his mind. And here's what he will always do. Always, he's never failed. He's never failed in Scripture. He always relays the information exactly when you need to know. Exactly and precisely when you need to know. I think what I've heard others saying is so accurate. God is never late, but he is seldom early. You see, here's what he does. When God called me to preach, he didn't tell me where I was going to preach. He didn't tell me the names of the churches that I was going to pastor. He watched to see if I'd be obedient. You know, God's calling you to some assignment. You don't know all the details, but here's what you do know. You know, just like Abraham, God's calling you to something. You see, when God calls you, you know it. There's no guesswork because the hand of God is on your life. You're not happy, you're not at peace until you surrender to what he said. And I can remember in my own life, I didn't know everything that was involved, but I knew God was calling me and talking to me. And in your life, God has an assignment for you. And here's the reality. You can never be completely happy until you follow his assignment. You look all throughout Scripture and you look at the next part passage, and Abraham journeyed on and he had difficulty. But there's one thing to have difficulty in obedience. It's another thing to have difficulty when you're disobedient. I'd much rather face difficulty knowing I'm obedient to God than to have difficulty knowing I'm being disobedient. With all of that, what has God given you as an assignment? Maybe you look back and you realize, you know, you say to yourself, back there then, I remember God called me to teach a class, and I finagled my way out of it. I gave 1,001 excuses. But I want you to hear me carefully. You didn't say no to a church. You didn't say no to a pastor. You said no to the living God. When you say no to God, you are never the same until you walk back in obedience. You say, Pastor, can I walk back in obedience? Yes. Repent and go back to where God gave you that assignment. Maybe it's just something as simple as, and it's not really simple, it's most time-consuming to do it right in teaching a Sunday school class, to affect the lives of boys and girls and to teach them the truth and to teach them the ways of God. Maybe you're sitting here and you think, I just come to church. You know, one of the things that I've found in Scripture is this. God don't give assignments to people that really he finds that they're not going to fulfill them, or they're lazy or slothful, or their life is self-oriented. But here's the reality. Someday, we're all going to leave this world. And when you leave this world and you stand in the presence of Jesus, it's not going to matter how many possessions you had. All of a sudden, you're going to realize, Lord, how much or how little have I done to please you and to honor you? Heavenly Father, thank you so much for your word. Thank you so much for speaking to us through your word. And Lord, there may be a man or woman here this morning that you've called them to an assignment. You've called them to a God-sized assignment. You've called them to teach, to preach. You've called them to the assignment of joining their life to this fellowship. But Lord God, you remind us we can never say no to you without it costing us dearly. Lord, the world is in a mess. But Lord, the question has to be asked, how many of those people who claim to be believers are in a mess because they've rejected an assignment from God? Father, you know each heart. You know each life. And I pray for those who need to respond. It's our prayer in Jesus we pray.